This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Iran has fired missiles toward the vicinity of Israel's Dimona and Negev Nuclear Research Center in response to the U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran's Bushehr and Natanz nuclear facilities, as reported by Iranian-linked media outlets. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has said that the attack has not resulted in any indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. The IAEA added that information from regional states indicates that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. It further stated that the Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Mariano Grossi, is closely monitoring the situation, and he has stressed that maximum military restraint should be observed in the vicinity of the nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held talks with Arad Mayor Yair Mayan and conveyed his prayers for those injured in Iran's attack near Israel's Dimona and the Negev Nuclear Research Center. According to the Israeli Foreign Ministry, more than 100 people, including children, were injured in the attack. In a social media post, the ministry stated that the Iranian regime had devastated Arad and Dimona by deliberately targeting civilians with missiles. Bihar is celebrating its 114th Foundation Day today. On this day in 1912, Bihar was carved out of Bengal and granted the status of a separate state. A three-day state-level ceremony is being organized at Gandhi Maidan in Patna to mark Bihar Divas. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people of Bihar living in the country and abroad. On the occasion of World Water Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to reaffirm their commitment to conserve every drop of water and ensure its responsible use. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that water sustains life and shapes the planet's future. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. Trump issued the ultimatum on Truth Social this morning. In another post, Trump said that Iran wants to make a deal, but he does not, arguing that he has already achieved his objectives weeks ahead of schedule. The Bharatiya Janata Party has released its first list of candidates for the Puducherry Legislative Assembly elections, naming nominees for 9 of the 10 seats. Meanwhile, in Keralam, the BJP has released its third list of candidates yesterday, comprising 11 names. In Assam, the BJP's Central Election Committee has released its second list of 2 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections. According to the list, Sushri Krishna Saha will contest from Dalgaon Assembly constituency and Jeevan Gogoi from Sisi Borgaon Assembly constituency. On the other hand, the Congress has released another list of 7 candidates. The party has fielded Bidisha Niyog from Jalukbari seat, Jayanta Bora will contest from Bishwanath Assembly seat, while Rahul Roy will be the party candidate from Hailakandi Assembly constituency. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The Met Department has also predicted similar conditions over Gangetic West Bengal, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Odisha and West Rajasthan for the day. Meanwhile, hot and humid weather conditions are expected over Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. In squash, India is assured of the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 after Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the final with impressive victories in their respective semi-finals. Veer will be up against Abhay Singh in an all-India final clash in Mumbai today. He defeated Malaysia's Sanjay Jiwa 3-1 to book his place in the final. On the other hand, Abhay Singh stormed into the final, beating Malaysia's Amishendra Chandran 3-1 in the semi-final last evening. Meanwhile, top seed and defending champion Anaha Singh will take on second seed Hana Mohataz of Egypt in the women's singles final of Indian Open tournament in Mumbai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.